This is episode number 2281 of the Who Cares News for Friday, August 26, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
TMZ obtained a clip from the upcoming season of The Masked Singer.
Oh, wow.
Which finished filming on August 20th.
Wow.
2 days before Tom Brady returned to training camp.
I think there's something
after
to
an
this.
Unexplained 2 weeks away.
I think there's something to, and he won't say what he was doing.
Well, of course not.
I mean, you know, and he shouldn't have to, except that he wasn't at training camp. And you know what? Football season starts in a week or two.
Because he already had a scheduled personal
I think he's on.
So the video, it shows Judge Ken Jeong trying to guess the identity of the contestant.
No,
After he is told that his Peyton Manning guess is incorrect, Ken presents a case for why the contestant could be Tom Brady.
Ah, I like this. So Peyton has not been on The Masked Singer. I don't think he has.
I don't think so, no.
Well, obviously.
So Ken goes... He just got fined for not showing up to training camp because he is here on The Masked Singer.
That's why. Yes.
This is seven-time Super Bowl winner Tom Brady. Tom, welcome to The Masked Singer, Ken says in the video. Now, naturally, the clip cuts off before he gets a response to Ken's guess, which is obviously by design.
But I'm thinking when we see this on the promo, you know, everybody in the world is going to be like, it's Tom Brady, and then it's not going to be Tom Brady.
Well, at this point... It's probably not going to be. No, they're going to be.
I don't know. Yeah, I know they're tight.
Looks
about...
like they're trying to boost. It's one way to boost ratings, that's for sure.
And I know they're very tight about people's identities. You know,
because
they have to be.
Yes.
Because you know it's like all reality shows. They tape well in advance, as but this is a situation where I think this is so plausible that I won't be surprised either way. To be honest with you, but the producers are probably like, oh yeah, let them think. Well, don't think, because then, people will be watching. Unless, you know, people hate Tom Brady. They don't hate him as much as they did when he was on the Patriots, I think. I don't know why that is.
I don't either.
Maybe it's because he didn't win the Super Bowl last year. I don't know if that's it or not. But I think he's more revered today than he was. Just the people hate the Patriots. What can I say?
I think that's part of it.
Everybody hates the Patriots except the people in Boston and a few others. Little stragglers around the country.
Well, one thing, too, is oddly enough, he's become a little bit more human in the last couple seasons.
I don't know. I don't buy the whole, I retired and now I'm back. Oh, by the way, JK.
Right.
He's taking us. I don't get me started because I will go off for the next 20 minutes about.
I know.
He's taking somebody else's spot because he's the great Tom Brady. No. He's
nope, that's two.
You know, somebody's not getting their chance to develop as a starting quarterback.
Right.
This happened in country music with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift sucked up all the positions on the charts.
Come on
no,
now.
She did for years. And so that prevented other artists from going up the charts.
Well, what was she supposed to do? Not sing?
I'm just saying. I rest my case. We'll see. When does the Masked Singer start?
I don't want to talk to you anymore tonight.
Well, what? I'm talking to me. I'm just asking a question on behalf of our loyal subjects.
September 21st, season 8.
Okay, we'll be watching.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving.
Huh.
A.K.A. Nick Cannon. And in his case, gift is his children.
More kids.
Procreator extraordinaire. Because why?
Oh my God.
Why do you
he can.
Well,
and that's the only reason.
And
why
am I even bringing it up?
Well, it's starting to get kind of ridiculous.
It's happened again.
It's getting ridiculous again. It's crazy.
Nick Cannon's going to have another baby.
Which one is this?
Number 10.
Oh, man, I can't believe this. This is
number 10.
I don't get it. And it's like having a couple this year. Like last year, you had three.
Well, it's only August.
You're going to go down in history of three things. Being the second, Mr. Mariah Carey. He was not the first, but he fathered her children. To being the host of The Masked Singer, which I think is a pretty damn good one. And now being the man who sired over 10 children of different mothers. I mean, this puts sister wives to shame. I mean, real, if you think about it.
Yeah, but, you know, there's always that sperm donor doctor.
Oh, no, but these women agree to this.
Oh, that's true.
You know, they want a little gravy train. That's what I think they want.
You know, with every kid,
they want a little
gravy train. The pool and the gravy train gets
he's
thinner.
Still working, so it's not like he ain't working. If he was not working and he was just bumming off of things. See, here's the difference. This is my bold prediction. If Nick Cannon was out of work, women would not want to have his baby. I'm just saying.
They wouldn't.
It's like, no.
No.
There's something attached to that. It's like, ooh, honey, that's Nick Cannon. I want to have his baby because I'm going to make some money. I mean, it sounds crude, but I bet you people think that.
Well, number 10's a big one.
Yeah. There'll never be another number 10.
The one that there's probably, you know, someone saying, you know, nope, I don't want to meet him yet. I want to be number 12. I want to be
the dozen. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay.
All right. So he broke the news Wednesday with his latest partner.
Or
his latest baby mama.
This
time it's his ex-girlfriend, an already established baby mama, Brittany Bell, who's carrying his new kid. They did a maternity shoot together. She's quite far along. She's into the third trimester already.
Wow.
I'm surprised he waited to say anything.
Well, yeah.
So Brittany's bare chested for some parts of the video.
Wow.
With Nick right beside her and at times behind her. And he even cradles her belly at certain points.
If she wasn't pregnant, that would be pornography. But okay. We'll go with it. Yeah.
So Nick writes, time stopped and this happened.
It didn't stop, Nick. Time is not stopping for you, man.
No.
It just keeps going on. You just keep making them babies. Some point, you're going to get tired of it.
Well, she's already given birth to two of his kids.
Right. And a couple of them are multi-kid moms.
And the names of those two?
Yeah.
Golden.
Uh-huh.
And the other one?
Uh-huh.
Powerful.
Oh, I kind of like that. I don't think they're going to like
it
when they go to school.
No.
Golden is okay. Powerful, yeah, no.
No.
But then you could be Moses and Apple. So,
Well, they're due for a third now, so this will be number 3, which gives her a bigger piece of the gravy.
Yeah, that's true.
Bigger,
she gets a little piece of
a
the...
A bigger spoonful
piece.
Of that gravy train.
Bigger spoonful of the cannon train. Oh, yeah. All right, with our apologies to Halle Berry, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.